Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Area agronomist Joel DeYoung says dry weather conditions are causing insect pests to thrive in area corn and soybean fields, grasshoppers as an example. There's evidence of other pests as well. Some of these pests do well in wet and dry conditions, others are usually diminished in wet weather.
The soybean aphid can do well in wet and dry weather. However, when it's wetter, there are many other types of diseases, et cetera, that kind of help keep spider mites in check, and they help keep aphids in check. Having moisture creates an environment so some of its natural enemies do a better job. We can see spider mites really drop rapidly with moisture and cooler temperatures. So if we have spider mites in the field and you're thinking about treating, make sure there's live ones left out there. Sometimes that population crashes.
The area hay crop also is affected by dry weather.
The first cutting reports were pretty good. I heard some pretty good tonnage for the first cutting. Mixed reports in the second cutting. Some people said they still had pretty good crops, and then others told me they didn't have very good. And then the third one's been really short and starts blooming early because it just doesn't have a whole lot of water. Warm, dry weather's conducive for drying the crop and making hay out of it, but it doesn't always create a good environment to grow that hay that we need to cut.
Despite widespread rainfall earlier this week, drought conditions are worsening across Iowa, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. Field agronomist Rebecca Vitito of the Iowa State University Extension Service says there's a few more areas that are in the D3 or extreme drought category compared to last week. Extreme drought is now shown in 5 western counties: Plymouth, Sioux, Woodbury, Cherokee, and Monona. Statewide, 67 counties are now in some form of drought. That's up from 64 counties last week. The City of Lamar's and the city's Crime Stoppers Committee have combined to offer a reward of $1,000 for information leading to the arrest of whoever damaged a fire pit in the city's municipal park over the weekend. Anyone with information should contact Lamar's Police at 712-546-4113 or Crime Stoppers at 712-548-4968. This morning, 6th Street Northwest between Business 75 and the DQ Alley will be blocked off until 10:30 a.m. Kellen Excavating will be taking down a tree. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Department made an arrest Thursday at Hinton. 43-year-old Michael Timothy Fisher was arrested on a Plymouth County warrant for violating probation. The original charge against Fisher was attempted burglary in the third degree. He was booked into the county jail and held on bond. There were 2 injury accidents in and near Rock Valley this week. Both occurred within a couple of hours of each other on Wednesday. The first took place on 310th Street in Rock Valley, where a Rock Valley woman was rear-ended while turning into her residence on 310th Street. Mary Schwartzman, 48, was taken to Hague Health Center for treatment of her injuries. The other driver was not hurt. A second rear-end accident occurred around 90 minutes later on U.S. 18, a mile east of Rock Valley at Garfield Avenue. A pickup driven by 17-year-old William Klein of Hull was making a left turn when his vehicle was struck by a car driven by 17-year-old Eric Nillis of Boyden. Nillis was taken to Hague Health Center for treatment of minor injury. He was also cited for following too close. The Plymouth County Historical Museum will host a quilt display to remember the 9/11 attacks. Nearly 50 quilts of valor can be seen at the Historical Museum from September 1 through October 9. The quilts, which were given to Plymouth County veterans, will all be displayed in one place for the first time. This display marks the 21st anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. The museum is open Thursdays through Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. Admission is free. Iowa Workforce Development reports the state's unemployment rate has reached its lowest level in 3 years. Director Beth Townsend says July's rate hit 2.5%, extending the string of months where that number has gone down to 7 in a row. Townsend says 1,800 new people joined the workforce and almost 59,000 more Iowans are working compared to last year. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.